Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So, of course, everybody's asked me who's going to win, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. And I continue to do a lot of radio across the country in support of Killing Crazy Horse, my best-selling book. And I like to do that because, number one, we have a tremendously successful radio franchise. We do an update, a news update, a la Paul Harvey every day. And number two, I get to talk to the news people at the stations and the hosts, and I get the feel of what's going on in their neighborhoods, which is important to me. So anyway, everybody's asking me on WABC in New York today, Bernie and Sid, my buddies. I told them that I have come to a few conclusions, but on Monday, I have to give you something, but it's all about Pennsylvania, and boy, oh boy, you know, that one is a toss of a coin at this point. So trenchant analysis, you know, intelligent analysis, very difficult in situations like that. I'm not whining, not making excuses. I can say for certainty that Joe Biden will win the popular vote because of California. It looks like California will break 4-1 for Biden. And that's an enormous amount of people, as it's the nation's largest state. 55 electoral votes immediately go to Joe Biden. All right. So he will win, Biden, the popular vote. You take California out of the equation, Trump overwhelmingly will win the popular vote. And I believe that Donald Trump will carry 70% of the individual counties across the country. 7 out of 10. And I mark that down. That doesn't mean he's going to win the election, all right, because there's so many electoral votes that Biden just has in his pocket. New York, all of New England. I don't think Trump's going to get a single vote in New England. I think New Hampshire will go for Biden and Maine, all right? So, I mean, that's a slew to start off with. Yes, Donald Trump starts with most of the South and a lot of the Midwest. Texas, I believe, will go for Donald Trump. Arizona, I think, is going to stay in the Trump category. He won it last time. But here's one of my out there predictions. I think Nevada is going to go for Trump. I think the lockdown in Las Vegas, which has devastated the workforce in that state. And Biden's going to keep things buttoned up for COVID. And the people out there know it. So that could go to Trump. He's going to need that. Going to need that. Iowa is like this. But I'm going to go down some of the swing states. Now, all weekend long, beginning tomorrow, Friday, I will be tweeting throughout the days. So all you have to do is go to BillO'Reilly.com, and we have Message of the Day category there. My tweets will be in that category. All right, we'll refresh them every 5, then we'll start in the cycle. But you'll be able to read them all because things are going to happen over the weekend, and I'm getting a lot of information in here. I was just listening to President Trump's pollster, and he says Donald Trump's going to win. The Trump campaign thinks it's going to win, and the Biden campaign thinks it's going to win. But the Biden campaign is a little worried, and I'll tell you why in a moment. All right, so Rasmussen, which was correct last time, has the race a dead heat. Trump 48, Biden 47. So maybe Biden 48, Trump 47. I don't know. And, you know, it goes back and forth. Trump 48, Biden 48. But it's a tie. All right. And that's Rasmussen. And the daily tracking poll with drop performance, so it continues to be good news for the president. 52% of likely U.S. voters approve Donald Trump's job performance. 47% disapprove. That is a strong number for Mr. Trump. If it holds... If that number holds, I think he's going to win. What else do we want to do? Rasmussen, you know, when you're looking at the polls, that's fair. I'm going to give you the Investor's Business Daily poll. That's a lean left poll. They have Biden 50, Trump 45. All right. But it's a fairly close sample. On only 975 likely voters, however, whereas Rasmussen is 1,500. So a much bigger sample. But all the left-leaning polls have Biden winning, everyone. The only ones that don't are Trafalgar, a right-leaning poll, and Rasmussen.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So the Hunter Biden story, was suppressed. Obviously, we know that. And that is going to come back after the election to hurt the American media dramatically. But for now, if you went down to your local mall, if it's open, and you said, hey, what do you think of Hunter Biden? Maybe a quarter of the people would know what you're talking about. Three quarters ago, Hunter Biden, what? Did Joe Biden go hunting? What? I don't know. Okay, so President Trump is trying to get this into the national discourse. Roll the tape.
Here's a guy gets caught and the media doesn't want to write about it. You know what they call it? Not freedom of the press, suppression of the press. We don't have freedom of the press. You know what? We don't have, you understand that? We don't have freedom of the press. We have suppression of the press. And there's never been a time when it's more obvious than right now. Is that right? Is that right, Charlie?
Now, remember that soundbite. Because if Donald Trump loses, I'm betting he gets into the media and starts his own media operation. So the conservative media is appalled and outraged at the corruption of the press. The problem is that it's mostly conservatives watching and listening to conservative media. It's not the general population, all right? But the conservative media in this case is absolutely correct. Roll it.
The money, the wire transfers, it's all chronicled now. A serious scandal, national security, diplomatic implications on a massive scale. You wouldn't know it, though, if you watched fake news CNN or MSDNC or you got your news from anyone in the media mob.
Think about this. What if Donald Jr. or Eric Trump or Ivanka Trump had even remotely any kind of implication of doing this? The New York Times would shut down and run special editions. CNN would probably go wall-to-wall coverage with a clock in the corner. I mean, this is just crazy. And so we're having to talk about this because nobody else is talking about it.
Twitter is censoring these stories. The press is saying this has been debunked without even investigating it. Why are they doing that? Why are they covering for this story? If this were the Trump family and this laptop had emerged, it would be all over the news 24/7.
It's true. And I forgot this, but if Donald Trump is reelected, the social media companies like Twitter and Google are going to pay a price. But if Biden's elected, they will not. Now, National Public Radio gets taxpayer money. It's refusing to cover the Hunter Biden story. It admits it. We're not covering it. We'll take.
If you think about this story, it was a story that relied upon emails that haven't been verified. From a laptop whose ownership has not been proven, to prove a meeting that has not been clearly proved to have taken place, and was given to the computer repair shop owner who couldn't then identify, even by the New York Post's own account, whether or not it was Hunter Biden who dropped it off. These are complicating.
It's just unbelievable. 90% of what that man just said is not true. Back with a final thought in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, brief final thought. As I said at the beginning of the program, we'll be tweeting throughout the weekend, bringing you up to date on anything that happens. I also have my staff standing by. In case a big thing happens, we'll come right up and broadcast. And I want you to have a good weekend. I know a lot of people are very tense and upset. And, it'll work out. All right, whatever happens is meant to be. We did a fatalism thing on that on the radio. I'm a little fatalistic. Meant to be. Okay, but I'm here. And I'm going to be here to guide you through whatever happens on Tuesday. On Monday, I'll have some more predictions. I'm assembling information all throughout the weekend. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you then.